Welcome back. This network presented the film Died Suddenly, a creation of Matt Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser, some of the greatest documentarians alive. It was the film of a generation, a film that saved countless millions of lives. And we presented that film because we knew with absolute 100% conviction that this was always about an intentional mass murder, a genocidal level kill-off. We knew with 100% certainty that this was about depopulation. We were called every name in the book, conspiracy theorists. We were attacked relentlessly by the fake, criminal, lying, murderous press. A most recent one by BBC. And now we have proof that they too knew all along. All the way back in early 2021, the FDA and Pfizer both knew that the COVID-19 injections posed a direct threat to fetuses and newborn infants. In February of 2021, the data made it clear. Pregnant women who got the shot were more likely to miscarry or suffer other complications that could harm or kill their babies. Out of 458 pregnant women in the sample test population, 248 of them, more than half, reported having some kind of serious adverse event. In 51 cases, more than 11% of all of the pregnant women in the study, that adverse event was a spontaneous abortion. In other words, a miscarriage. In other words, a murdered baby. They knew, period. But instead of telling the truth, they lied. Pfizer fudged their numbers by saying that the women suffering miscarriages had had COVID instead. And they claimed the women had other irregular medical histories that made their miscarriages more common. Having delivered those lies, having delivered their excuses, they pressed ahead anyways with a mass vaccination campaign for everyone, including infants and pregnant women. They told pregnant women explicitly, go and get injected. Along with all of the people dying suddenly, we now have a massive human sacrifice in the form of thousands and thousands of miscarriages and stillbirths and premature births resulting in death or severe handicaps of babies. It's a mass murder event that would be without precedent in our society, except that our elites actually perpetuate mass murder of children with shocking regularity. Dr. Naomi Wolf is closely covering this story, and she joins us now. Naomi, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, this is a mass murder, a sacrifice of children happening. And the worst part is this was done with a forethought, with premeditation. They did this knowing it was going to kill babies.
Yeah, I can't in any way dilute the strength of how you're summarizing this, because this is evidence, indeed, as you say, of a mass murder of children and fetuses that Pfizer knew about, and a poisoning of breast milk that Pfizer knew about. And it seemed kind of intended to elicit, at least from the documentation that we've seen. So to give your readers this update, or your viewers this update, it's absolutely tragic. This is report 69 of our War Room Daily Clout Pfizer Documents Research Volunteers analysis. These 3,500 medical and scientific experts who are under the leadership of Amy Kelly, our COO, reading through this tranche of tens of thousands of documents. And a new tranche was released just last month, Stu. And it resulted in this bombshell report. Pfizer and FDA knew, as you said, in early 2021, more than 2 years ago, that the mRNA COVID vaccine caused dire fetal and infant harms, including death. 3 days after this report was completed, Rochelle Walensky hosted a White House press conference to tell women who were pregnant to get vaccinated, and claimed that it was safe. And she had this report showing dead babies, dead fetuses, injured babies right in hand. So just to give you the details, this eight-page shocking document that was released is, and it's an internal Pfizer document. They never thought anyone would see it. The FDA asked the court to keep this document hidden for 75 years. It is titled Pregnancy and Lactation Cumulative Review, and the time span is from the beginning of the development of this vaccine to the 20th of April, 2021, when Robert T. Marocco approved that review, looked at it, saw the dead babies, saw the injured babies, saw the miscarriages, said fine, moved it along to FDA. FDA gave it to CDC. 3 days later was the White House press conference telling women to get vaccinated who were pregnant. This document is among the most horrifying yet to emerge into public view. It reveals that both Pfizer and the FDA knew about this horrible damage to fetuses and babies Over 2 years ago, they tabulated adverse events, as you said, in over 54% of the cases of maternal exposure to the vaccine. Now, I want to really call attention to something terrifying here. Pfizer says maternal exposure during pregnancy, before pregnancy. This is important because elsewhere in the documents, Pfizer defines maternal exposure to the vaccine as including sexual intercourse of unvaccinated women with vaccinated men. So Pfizer knew that there's something in the semen of vaccinated men or in skin contact and inhalation of vaccinated people that sheds, that damages pregnancy and childbirth and lactation. That's what they were looking for. Pfizer's tally of damages to fetuses and babies includes 53 reports, or 21% of the total of babies and moms that they looked at, of spontaneous abortion, 51 abortion, one abortion missed following the vaccination. And a missed abortion is an empty gestational sac, a blighted ovum, or a fetus or fetal pole without a heartbeat. Fetal tachycardia, irregular heart rate faster than 180 beats per minute that required early delivery and hospitalization of the affected newborn for 5 days. 6 premature labor and delivery cases resulting in 2 newborn deaths, 2 dead babies. Cause of death for one baby, quote, was cited as extreme prematurity with severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. The other one, according to Pfizer, was, quote, premature baby less than 26 weeks with severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. Now, I'm going to take a minute to explain why this is so terrifying, this note. Pneumothorax is when there's an air pocket between the lung of a tiny baby and the chest wall of a tiny baby. And Pfizer knew more than 2 years ago that 2 babies were hospitalized or died from this condition. Well, I just did an interview last week with a nurse midwife, distinguished nurse midwife, Ellen Jasmer in Northern California, who said she's seeing this at an extremely elevated level now. Baby looks fine, goes home. Within a day, the baby is struggling for breath, rushed to the hospital with respiratory distress. Pfizer knew that their tiny little lungs would leak air after the moms got injected and endanger their lives or kill them. It's not just fetuses and newborns that Pfizer calmly noted were being damaged in the company's internal records. Pfizer also recorded multiple harms to babies through the milk of vaccinated moms. And here, 19% of the babies exposed to their mom's vaccinated breast milk, their vaccinated mom's breast milk, were recorded as suffering from 48 different categories of adverse bad events. And here you see one of the most chilling things. It's the second such chart in the Pfizer documents. It's a chart of horrible things that nursing from vaccinated moms did to the babies that they were scrutinizing. And the reason I say this is so chilling is that earlier I told your audience about a similar chart where they tabulated horrible things they knew the vaccine did to women's menstrual cycles. Similar kind of very scientific sounding chart, 10,000 women bleeding every single day, 5,000 women with horrible blood clots, you know, 2,000 women with, you know, no menstrual cycles at all. They did it the same way, but this is tiny babies, pyrexia, fever, irritability, headache, rash, diarrhea, illness, suppressed lactation, breast milk discoloration of the moms, infantile vomiting, peripheral coldness, urticaria, hives, vomiting, abdominal discomfort, angioedema, swelling, dysphonia, a hoarseness, their vocal cords are struggling, irritation, nosebleeds, droopy eyelid, facial paralysis, swollen lymph nodes. These are tiny babies, skin exfoliation and vision blurred. Their skin is peeling off. Some of the baby's suffering was even more serious. 10 serious adverse events. This is Pfizer's language from, quote, exposure via lactation. This includes a 15-month-old infant vomiting, experiencing its skin peeling off and irritability while being breastfed. We don't know if the baby recovered. A 9-month-old infant with a rash and urticaria a day after exposure. an 8-month-old infant with angioedema, swelling of the lower layer of skin and tissue from nursing, 2 cases of, quote, illness after exposure to breast milk, a 3-month-old required hospitalization for 6 days post-exposure to vaccinated mom's breast milk. So they knew that the lipid nanoparticles, this industrial fat covered in polyethylene glycol, this petroleum byproduct, were getting into the breast milk of vaccinated moms, a story we broke like 8 months ago. But now Pfizer's internal documents showed that they knew this was happening. They were poisoning vaccinated moms' breast milk and endangering and hospitalizing babies who were doing nothing more than nursing from their moms. And 3 days later, again, the CDC told moms it was safe and you should do it. And then they concluded the sponsor will continue to monitor. And it's important to note that the spontaneous safety database is intended for hypothesis generation and not hypothesis testing, meaning they're looking away from all the damage that they recognized and witnessed and intended inexplicably, in spite of the fact that she had a report saying these babies died and got sick. Dr. Walensky held a White House press conference 3 days later in which she recommended that pregnant women get mRNA vaccinated and said it was safe.
We knew it. And these people attacked us. They attacked us. Died suddenly. Not only the embalmers, but you have a 43-year-old OBGYN, 43-year, rather, OBGYN, saying that he's never seen anything like this, that this is a Seven Sigma event. He's never seen anything like this. We had Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long. She said, every time I see a newborn baby, I just drink it up because I believe that it's going to become a rarity. People wrote us off as conspiracy theorists for that film Died Suddenly. We were saying all of this. Naomi, you were saying this. You know, Dr. Jane Ruby was saying this. Karen Kingston was warning of this. Dr. David Martin was warning of this. I mean, we have been saying this. And so now we see that with aforethought, and it's not shocking. It's not shocking that they did this. Why? Because they're a murderous regime. And we've been saying that as well. We live under the empire of lies. But it is not shocking, and it is not surprising at all. But she knew. And so if Rochelle Walensky knew as the head of the CDC and went ahead and recommended 3 days after reading what you just read to our audience, and she went ahead and recommended this, then what other proof do we need that this is premeditated mass murder?
I don't think there can be, I mean, it's an open and shut case. There can't be any more definitive proof. I mean, this is like seeing the plans to kill a bunch of babies, you know, and as I've said in earlier interviews, that expression, it's not a bug, it's a feature. I mean, now we have the smoking gun, you know, it's not like this is a greedy company that went ahead and happened to have created something that had side effects that killed babies, and then they stopped everything and pulled it off the market. No, the way this document is structured, and you can see it for yourself, it's pinned right there, the whole document on dailycloud.io, a 7-page document, is that it's an experiment designed to ensure that babies died.
Yeah, somebody needs to take that report from dailycloud.io. Somebody needs to take that report, or millions of you need to take that report and go directly to your law enforcement authority, go directly to your sheriff. There should be an arrest warrant issued for Rochelle Walensky by the end of today. There's without a doubt, she should be arrested and awaiting trial.
Of the people that you've named, I've been the most hesitant to say it's depopulation, it's intentional, yeah, until I have the evidence in front of me. There's no way, this is now the evidence in front of me. Everything looked like it was heading in that direction from the Pfizer documents that we've brought to the world, but this is definitive 150% proof that they designed this injection to kill and injure babies. And that it's a really ingenious way to kill a big population, because it's basically poisoning semen and poisoning breast milk and poisoning the amniotic fluid, and doing it in the guise of a medical intervention. So it's like, it's a lot like, the Holocaust. You know, you've got to just think back. It's a lot like, oh, it's a shower. No, it's a gas chamber, right? Oh, it's a syringe full of something that will help you. No, it's actually a poison that's going to kill your baby without any fingerprints. That's what we're looking at.
These people are the devil incarnate. Naomi, well, thank you so much for being here with this horrifying report. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Stu. Thanks for covering it.
Of course. Meanwhile, you won't hear a peep about any of this on legacy cable broadcast news. You won't hear about this on the Fox News Channel. You won't hear about this on major networks. The BBC won't tell you about this. Even many so-called conservative alternative media outlets are too cowardly to tell you the truth about these shots. Meanwhile, tens of millions of people viewed our documentary Died Suddenly. Millions more viewed our previous productions, Watch the Water and These Little Ones. Well, now later this month, it's time for our next documentary production. Take a look.
Still really just in the beginning of it is the scientific revolution. Humankind gains immense new powers, such big powers that you can say they might really transform us, not only from just apes into the rulers of the planet. They might transform us into God.
I think it's important to understand that we are in the middle of World War III. In the very near future, you're going to start hearing this new term, directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Moderna says on their website that the mRNA are software programs. They can be pre-programmed or they can be programmed from outside sources. Nobody was told they were injected with electromagnetic devices.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
When I read through the patents for the mRNA technology vaccines, they did not read as a vaccine. They read as a bioweapon.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing.
Shall we play a game?
It changes you.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
That film, Final Days, is our most ambitious production yet. Because it goes way beyond just the vaccines. This film touches the World Economic Forum, transhumanism, directed evolution, the basic idea of what it is to be human, and how global elites want to change that. Final Days comes out later this month. Don't miss it. Exclusively here on the Stu Peters Network. We'll be right back.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
The boosters are killing millions.
Had a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.